Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Get ready for TalkSport's cavalcade of the catastrophic.
Bordeaux, as in the tapestry, yeah?
No.
This is the legendary Clips of the Week podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Clips of the Week.
Yes, it's time for the Clips of the Week. Andy, would you care to kick us off this afternoon?
I'd love to. And we start with Faye Carruthers with shock news.
Just a reminder for you all as well that breakfast is returning on Monday at 6 a.m. Laura Woods back from her holiday with Ali McCoist.
Blimey, they kept that quiet, didn't they?
Hope they had a nice time.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. I thought you'd have a break, but there we are. Here's Jamie O'Hara on Game Day Countdown taking a call.
All right. Well, we got Ozzy, the Arsenal fan. Ozzy, you're live on TalkSport.
Well, that always helps.
That's how we like them on TalkSport. Yeah, that's our callers. Right. We prefer them that way.
If you prefer an alternative to that, do tune into our sister station, Corp Sport. It's a completely, completely different. It's got a slightly more passive listen.
It's ridiculous. Staying with the callers. This was an odd one to the sports bar.
Who are you playing centre half then? You said Ken.
Oh, not Ken. Where is he? Maguire needs a fast and a half next to him because he's slow. Right. He's quality, but he's slow. So you're playing.
it's like some sort of Czechoslovakian cartoon, wasn't it? It's very strange. So this is Alan Brazil now on the very serious emotive topic of gaining independence.
People in Cornwall, they're a wee bit like, you know, at the moment, they're saying Scotland is at 58% now, want independence. Well, Cornwall want independence from England.
But the whole world.
And saying that, I do love a pasty, by the way.
There we are, treated with the gravitas it clearly deserves in Alan's eyes.
And of course, it reminded us of this old Alan classic we wheel out every Christmas.
Now, the People's Republic of China was proclaimed with Maxi Chung as its chairman in this day in 1949.
Yeah.
I tell you what result that is. I love a ruby.
I've never completely got my head around the thought process.
All of it's wrong.
Who's Maxi Chung?
In this day.
On this day, in this
wasn't
day.
On this day.
Maxi
this
Chung.
Day. Anyway.
This is Paul Ross on Extra Time, who's unlikely to get the job as TalkSport's Formula One correspondent.
Hamilton's victory at the Nürburgring marked the 91st win of his remarkable career and came 14 years and 10 days after Schumacher's final Grand Prix trial.
not going to get the F1 job.
No,
anyway,
still, maybe he can be our football correspondent.
Oh, yeah.
England came from behind to overcome the world's top-ranked Belgium team which is Belgium, and record an important Nations League victory at Wimbledon.
Well, what about that?
They served strawberries.
I think they did. It was brilliant. I watched it from Henman Hill. It was a great game. Anyway, staying with TalkSport experts, Ray Parler's definitely in the running to be our man on gridiron.
I like American football. Yeah. I think it's very tactical. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the way they bring Boy, it's two teams, really, isn't it?
Well, there is.
It wouldn't be much of a game if there's only one.
That's right. Yeah, they tried it with one, but it didn't really work.
Back to the sports bar. And another caller.
On to the more important stuff. Southgate out.
Yes, he's gone straight in.
How can you not
say Jack Relish.
Jack Relish?
Jack Relish.
You're a big fan of Jack Relish.
I love a Jack Relish on a Patrick Burger.
I'm sure you do. Good old Jack Relish. This is welcome to the Clips of the Week.
Oh, yes, welcome.
Adeola Depo, welcoming a guest, actually.
Yeah, we're also joined by Andy Ambler, Director of Professional Game Relations at the FA. Always good to have you in the studio, Adam.
Andy.
It's good to forget his name between the introduction and when you actually say it.
It's easy, Dan.
Of course it is. Meanwhile, over on the Weekend Sports Breakfast with Cass and Natalie, James Savundra's enjoying the tunes.
I've got to say, Cass, what a tune that was. That was my hips were swinging, my shoulders were swaying.
It's the shoulders for me. That's what I was going with.
It's made goosebanks. Goosebanks?
Goosebanks.
Gave me goosebanks.
We've all had goosebanks.
We've all had goosebanks, haven't we, really? Anyway, back to Alan and Ray on breakfast, this time discussing the Arsenal-United rivalry.
Ryan Giggs, brilliant player on the left-hand side. David Beckham on the right. Paul Scholes next to him.
But you first 50-50 with Ryan.
Well, it'd be Patrick Moore in that central area.
Patrick Moore?
I mean, that's Sky tonight.
He would have been about 85 at that point, wouldn't he? Are we on Sky tonight? No, we're on BT. Fantastic. Couldn't see Patrick Moore in the Arsenal. He's got probably more chance of getting a game than Mesut Ozil has. This is... what's next, Andy?
It's Mike Parry from his new Talk Radio Weekend Show. It's amazing, and he's bidding here to a farewell to a caller.
Yes.
All the parties are
of course they are. I totally agree. Honestly.
Mike.
Yeah, but Roland, thanks very much indeed. Roland there in North Wales, good enough to call in. Roland's got two bees in his bonnet. Is it a bee in your bonnet? I can't remember. Something in your bonnet. It's a bee in your bonnet. Yeah, I was going to say bats in the belfry, but I'm not suggesting for one moment that Roland's got bats in the belfry, which means something else completely.
I mean, doesn't if Roland had bats in the belfry,
like
I don't think he'd. I mean, I wouldn't upset him, would it? I mean, just Mike thinks, I think having bats in the belfry is probably far more sinister than it really is.
It's probably worse than bees in the bonnet.
Yeah, it probably is. 08717.
That's tomorrow's call subject.
Here's one for the two Ronnies, actually, from Travel.
Down to a single lane southbound between junctions 36 and 35 towards the M18 near Doncaster. It's because of a spillage of chicken offal.
So look, you've got what, about 20 minutes to come up with your two Ronnies equivalent of that. I mean, I couldn't come up with anything.
No,
I'm just thinking
either.
You know, we phoned the police but they said it was a load of tripe.
Yeah.
But that's rubbish, so I'm sure you can do better than that. Chicken offal, spill on the road, two Ronnies style. What you got? Talksport.com, text 81089, tweet TSHNJ. We'll try and give you the best of those just before 4 o'clock. Next, Andy.
It's the TalkSport Corner of the Week to Jim White.
I've had stuff going in my life.
Yeah.
I'm a sales person, so I have to go out and perform.
TalkSport Caller of the Week.
This is Sam Matterface now chatting to Darren Bent on the Strikers Show up front.
Were you always a number nine? Were you a number nine at God Manchester Rovers, for example?
Yeah, I was, yeah. I mean, at God Manchester, I wore number eight.
Okay, fair enough.
Fair enough.
We know what you mean.
Yeah.
We know what you mean, Darren.
And finally, it's Jim White with a competition.
Who won the Men's London Marathon 2020 title?
I've got no idea, sorry.
No, it was Bob. Who would have got this? Shura Kitata. No offence to Mr. Kitata.
Well, we thought Jim's pronunciation of that fine athlete did actually remind us of something, and possibly you as well.
Exactly. Hakuna Matata, what a
wonderful phrase. Shura Kitata.
Ain't no passing craze.
It means no worries for the rest of your days.
Yeah, say it, kid. It's our problem-free.
Shura Kitata.
We are.
Marvellous.
Kind of worked. So, thank you to Alex Irons, the Reverend Ruthless, Jeff Tate, Alan Jenkins, Clive Bennett, Bob from Arbroath, Adrian Wingate, Leighton Buzzard. Yeah, right. Roger in Durham, Paul Forrestal, Dave C., Chris Bacon, Stuart Kelly, and Oliver Klink. They all suggested clips that were played this week. If you hear a clip on TalkSport over the next 7 days, all you really need to do is let us know. TalkSport.com. You can text it to 81089. You can tweet it to TSHNJ. TSHANDJ. What we need is a day and a time when you heard the clip go out on TalkSport or any of our sister stations. And we'll listen back, and if you make the cut, you'll get a credit.
Don't miss Clips of the Week every Friday afternoon at 3:30 on the Hawksby and Jacobs Show on TalkSport.
Is this Sports Talk?
No, it's TalkSport.
Well, TalkSport, whatever.
Available across the UK on DAB Digital Radio, online at TalkSport.com or via the TalkSport app.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.